Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates eating people? Dead people coming back to life? People turning into weeds, for Christ's sake? I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
THC podcast sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com or wherever the fuck. Joe, you had a week.
I did, Tom. I did. But wasn't anything like your. You went on a big trip, right? You got in your car. You got on that highway. You let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy a little, and then you went camping.
I let the sound of my own wheels drive me crazy. I'm not familiar with that term.
Don't worry about it. It's a song lyric, but
is it a good one?
No, it's not.
Okay. Yeah, I went to fucking outside Cincinnati. I think it was Williamsburg. Not 100% sure. Can't remember.
Williamston, I think it was.
Ville. Williamsville. Or wait, William, that would be Bill. So Billyville, that's it.
Bill City.
Yep. Camp Zool, the first anal, somewhere outside of Cincinnati, Ohio. I left Williamsburg, yeah. I left, Thursday at about 5. Damn, I got to share this too. How about you say something for a minute? I am so tired, Joe.
So, as always, Tom takes care to check all the fluids in his vehicle, checks the air in his tires, because, you know, he's very astute, astute, something like that.
Anal.
He's very anal, and he was going camping. Tom loves camping. He got his tent all packed up in the back, got his provisions, his little canteen, his flashlight or torch. For our English listeners,
tis orch,
right? And then he was on the road. You know which route?
Man, did he go? I can't fucking share shit anymore. It just said I shared the video to the fucking page. I've been trying to share fucking DWN posts for like the last 2 fucking days, and it's just like my account sharing the fucking post that's on the page. To the fucking page.
You know what? I don't even know if I shared it to my own page. Or
I mean, you probably did. My shit's just fucking dumb. Tom Martino shared a link on DW. Man.
You fucking dummy.
You I'll just have to go into the fucking settings and see what it is. Because usually when you go to a page that you're an admin of or what, it doesn't fucking matter. I'll figure it out whenever I wake up. If I wake up. Anyways.
Yeah, I think if you're an admin, you got to change it to like you're posting as Tom Martino. So then
but it does it automatically.
Sometimes.
Who gives a fuck? It's right. Not important.
So anyway, you were on the road. You had your camping gear all set up. You know, you had your parka because you know it's going to be cold the farther north you go.
I just didn't have my parka. I had La Parka.
Ah, we'll get
to cut him open and wore him like a midsummer costume. Midsummer bear. So I left Thursday at about fucking 5 a.m. And holy shit, I left and it started just fucking storming. Like real fucking hard ass rain.
Before you were out of Texas or?
Before I was out of town, basically.
I don't remember. I can't remember that far back, but sure.
Hey, just trust me.
Okay.
So after about an hour, hour and a half of that, it was just like, all right, it's good, but the roads are slick. So for about the next 12, 13 hours, all I was doing was fucking fighting accidents and road construction. It was one of the worst trips I've ever had getting up there. It wasn't as bad as the one when the fucking cops pulled me over for no fucking reason, just to be dicks. But yeah, this one sucked just because of how long it took. And where was it? I think it was on 40, maybe Dixon, Tennessee. Was it maybe? No.
To Tennessee.
Tennessee. No, it was because you posted that song. It was Tennessee. Ha ha, my boy. So I was.
You were white knuckling it, so to speak.
No, I was at a standstill for an hour because it turns out a semi just went off the road into the woods and plowed through like two rows of trees. That truck was fucked up. Surprisingly, there wasn't an ambulance there.
Fucking up the supply chain even more is what I get out of that.
They need some kind of task force to deal with things like this. Fuck. So I stopped there, and there was a place, a restaurant, an eatery, if you will, called O'Charlie's. I said, bet this is going to be a bootleg Bennigan's. Went in there. Yeah, it was. Ordered a margarita because I wanted to see what a fucking Tennessee margarita was like. About what you'd expect.
Mm-hmm.
Ordered some potato skins at this place, you know, O'Charlie's, this nice Irish place.
Yeah, you got to get the tater skins.
They were fucked. I don't know how. It's a fucking Irish place.
It's hard to fuck those up too. You gotta be something special to fuck up tater skins.
Especially when it's in the DNA of your restaurant. And then I knew it was going to be garbage, but I got the spaghetti and meatballs because it was just one of these places like Applebee's and Fridays, pretty much like a burger or some whatever goofy shit they had. So I'm just going to go with this and eat the fucking rubber meatballs. I ate about half of everything and drank a little more. Then I went back to the room and watched a movie that we'll talk about later.
Okay.
Spoiler alert. We got back on the road again and stuck in construction for another fucking hour. So that sucked. That really sucked. And by the time I finally got past that, I was a little cranky. But I said, fuck it, I'm on my way to Camp Zool, you some bitch. The plan was to roll up to the haunted house and drop my stuff off, then go back to the hotel and then go back. But by the time I got through all that fucking shit, I was just like, yeah, I'm just gonna go check into the hotel first and put all my things down and what have you, and then head out. So I usually go to Holiday Inn Expresses when I'm on the road.
Yeah.
This trip I did, and because you know what you're getting. They got the fucking fridge, they got the microwave, and they're decent enough.
Mm-hmm.
So the host hotel was at a Holiday Inn, And I now know the difference between a Holiday Inn Express and a Holiday Inn. Like, I didn't expect it to be this extravagant, quote unquote, of a place. I would say it's on the, yeah, maybe a little better, but definitely on the level of the Frightmare Hotel. I was like, fucking Holiday Inn?
Yeah, and cheaper, much cheaper too. Yeah, I've always said like these fucking big ass fancy hotels, they don't give you shit and they charge you up the ass for everything. But you go to a Holiday Inn, and even La Quinta, they fucking stepped up their game within the past 6-7 years. You go to them, it's like, shit, this is a nice big fucking room here.
That's my number two if there isn't a Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
Those are good, and they are what they are. You just you know what you're getting.
Yeah. You can go in and get that shitty breakfast in the morning, too, because it's something in your stomach if you're going to have a long day. Take a couple of their little apples that are about that big.
I do. Mm-hmm. I ask for them when I check in. So I woke up in the morning. Oh, yeah. Drove there, got to the hotel, got to the camp set up and everything, and it's cold. That, I think, would be the, besides fun, I guess the next word to describe it would be cold. But keep in mind, I'm used to Texas weather. But it snowed both nights. That I know. But it was very cold. I knew it was going to be cold like we talked about.
Yeah.
But I'm very, very glad that I bought a pair of pants for this fucking trip. Because I'm sure you fine, fine gentlefellows out there don't know this. But I just wear shorts. So I had to specifically go out and get a pair of fucking pants for this. And I'm glad I did. By golly. Yeah, it was pretty cool. The place was like an old-timey Western thing. I don't know how big a football field is, Joe. I'm not a big footballer. I'm more of a Football Day Americana fan. But I would say it was maybe 2-3 soccer fields long, maybe a little more, not sure. And like, it's like old Western theme. So it had this facade and it had different stores and shit in it. LLE had their merch store and shit all set up. The first fucking night, dude, that line like stayed the fucking same. They had a long line, and fucking as soon as people walked out, more the same amount of people came and took their spot in line. So that fucking shit was just there the whole time.
So is that joint used as a venue like all the time? I saw pictures, like I saw everybody posting pictures throughout the weekend. And yeah, so it looks like something they either use for, I don't know, different like little events, but I don't know. Did you find out anything about the place itself?
Not really. They have a saloon, but they only have a couple kinds of beers. And I think they had like some kind of seltzer, whatever the new Zima is. I think it was just that thing. And then they had a concert stage on the side. So I would think maybe they hold other concerts there. But the location was kind of weird. I forgot to say that. You like turn into a neighborhood and then go down this one lane fucking road pretty much through like maybe a mile and a half, 2 miles, maybe more. And you're just like driving through people's houses and shit. And then at the end of the road, it's like this big open field where the place is. And it's like, holy shit, I can't imagine this place fucking like during the Halloween season trying to get these cars in and out of there.
But Eric just answered us. He said it's a Halloween haunt town during the haunt season, but after that, they occasionally rent it out to different events or whatever, but not often. Yeah, thank you, Eric.
So what the fuck was I saying? Yeah, getting people in and out of there would be crazy.
The traffic.
Yeah, I was freezing my fucking balls off and had to fucking get to bed early Saturday. So I left before the crowds left. I could only imagine what the fuck that was like. It was probably easy getting out of there. But, shit, if you lived in one of those houses and you were coming home at that time, fuck you. Yeah. But it was cool. It was very commendable what they fucking did. You know, just fucking this underground fucking rap group band. I don't know. I guess rap group. I don't know the fucking proper term to use.
A couple of people that were, like, posting the performances live as they were going on. So I caught a couple of those. Were you like situated like in a position where you could watch any of that or?
The second stage. Cause I mean, there was a second stage and then there was at the other end, there was like the main stage. Like they had a lot going like for four fucking friends, just putting this shit together. It was very commendable and all this shit. It's just really cold.
So did you get any popsicles or ice cream while you're out there? Like,
no, I had a couple beers, not much. Cause, you know, I had to drive back.
Yeah.
I met a bunch of people, so that was fucking cool. I should say thanks for having me out. I mean, of course, but yeah, I met a bunch of people, so I mean, that was cool. It was very cold, Joe. I knew it was going to be, but I didn't know it was going to be that fucking cold. I had it fucking like a shirt, a hoodie, a jersey, and then a fucking leather jacket on. And still, I remember one time I was talking to somebody for like 30 minutes, and then I tried to move and my legs were like all stiffed up. And I fucking tried to move a little bit. And as soon as I got out of my fucking where I was standing, I just started shivering and going, shit was fucking crazy. But I mean, it was a good time. And like I said, they should be fucking commended for doing that. All the fucking shit they accomplished for an underground rap group. You know what I'm saying? Just four friends coming together and doing this fucking shit. Like, it's commendable as fuck. The seminar, I wish I would have put the camera somewhere else, but I was very cold and not thinking straight. Oh, it was funny, though. For a second, got everybody to chant Evil Dies Tonight.
I watched it. I just so happened to check Facebook when your thing was just starting. So I got to watch most of it. And then this contractor that like is supposed to be doing some work at our house showed up towards the end of it. So he fucked it up. I thought, can you hold on, dude? Can I finish watching this thing? These five people that Tom's talking to here?
No, dude. Like, towards the middle, it filled up. At the beginning, yeah, it was about three people. But then it filled up for sure, and it was packed. It was crazy.
Yeah, I got to talk movies and everything. It was great.
Thank fuck Kyle was there. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had shit. Yeah. So, hey, thanks, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks for not molesting me in my sleep.
Well, that was awfully nice of you.
Yeah, I did wake up with fucking stiff leg again. Yeah, I mean, it was fun. It was a good time. It was just so cool. And shout out to the people who fucking camped there. Those are some hardcore motherfuckers for sure.
Yeah, if you're either used to that shit from going hunting or just partying all the fucking time outside with your friends. But, you know, if that's your element and you can do that, fuck yeah, more power to you. I couldn't do that myself.
No, I'm a fucking bitch.
Even under optimal conditions, I don't like to sleep outside anymore, you know. I need a fucking bed and a shitter close by.
Yeah, especially with it snowing both nights. That was fucking crazy. Holy shit. I'm trying to think of more stuff to say. Oh, it was so fun meeting everybody. Tee hee, thanks. But I am so fucking tired. I was going to say, Joe, can we please do this another time? But I just want to get it done since we bumped it yesterday.
So did you get in this morning or
around one?
Okay. So you didn't come home and go fucking straight to bed? You went right to work?
Yeah. You know, I had to unload everything, get everything back to where it was, unpack shit. And then I was on the grill. Because I was just like, yeah, it's like fucking 80 degrees out. I was just in an Arctic tundra.
Yeah, so now I'm gonna get on the grill. Today was a nice day, wasn't it? It was great.
It was.
I was all sweating at the shops. Like, wow, this is fucking nice.
It was fucking cool. Dude, I haven't seen lizards in fucking weeks. There were fucking, I seen three lizards on the wall. Shit was crazy. But yeah, I guess most of the people I talked to were like in the area of a couple states surrounding it, so they'd be used to the weather, but shit. I don't want to shout anybody out and say, nice meeting you, because I always forget fucking
people. Oh, yeah, you'll forget a lot of people.
Yeah, and that fucking sucks, but I do appreciate everybody who came up to me and said what was up and shit. That's cool as fuck, man. And I mean, thanks to fucking AXE and everybody over there for fucking letting me do this shit, because if not, I wouldn't have fucking been there. Nobody would give a fuck about me. So thank you. And I mean, people asked about you, too.
Were like, you tossing koozies around?
I don't have any. I fucking actually give them out to people, Joe. Not like the fucking 24 boxes you have just sitting there.
I'm selective of who should get one, you know, what they're drinking.
Promotion. It doesn't matter.
It does.
Put that shit in their fucking hand.
I look at it and they're not going to listen to the fucking podcast. Fuck them. Oh, this guy looks like an asshole. He'll listen. And I give it to him.
But I mean, it also has your logo on it.
And girls. Not to say that we don't have women listeners. I know we got plenty. But
just Lori.
Not Lisa. Damn it.
And then I drove back and it was a lot easier, but, I think I used to be able to do the 18-hour trip to fucking Chicago just in one fucking haul. Mm-hmm. No more. It's like 13 hours is my fucking limit and then I'm done.
Yeah. I can't drive like that anymore either. I need somebody to ride with me and we do 3-hour shifts is what I insist on because that seems to be the optimal time. You can fucking catch like a hour and a half nap, you know, because it takes you a little while to get settled and fall asleep in a car. But yeah,
Joe, so we're looking to having Jesus ride with you.
Like if you got a buddy staying in your room, you know, even though, you know, they don't have a bed or anything, don't you fucking throw them a blanket or something on occasion?
Yeah, there wasn't an extra one in there. I was just like, yeah, Kyle, you should just call down there and get yourself a blanket. They'll bring it up.
It's Holiday Inn. Yeah, they'll bring it up.
Yeah. And he was just like, oh, no, man, that's okay. No, oh, no, man, that's okay.
Tough guy.
But I mean, I gave him the pillows because, you know, there's four fucking pillows on the bed. I don't need the four. So here's fucking two for you.
Well, that's the way Clerks 2 fans are.
He said that to somebody. We were just standing around talking about movies. Kyle just like, oh, my favorite movie's Clerks 2.
You're all.
It's like you were there. But yeah, I mean, it was a good time. It's just that fucking cold. It'll be fucking super fucking dope when I mean, not when, but if they do it in a time when it's not fucking literally freezing.
Yeah, I'm sure they would, too. It's just like this year was all fucked up on planning anything. You know,
you had
to take dates when you could. You did it when you could, you know, and props to anybody putting on a show and making it work at this time of year, man. So
you're lucky we got that. Be thankful, you fuck.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, you've been around, but for sure, man.
But yeah, if you missed out, fuck you. I'm gonna learn how to speak. And then Hello and welcome to DW.
Boy, have we got a doozy of a show for you today.
I just want to go to sleep, god damn it. Hey, if you want one of these hats, hit me up.
Yeah. And I'm sorry I couldn't record last night while you were there in the hotel room.
That's all right. You were fucking partying on a school night.
I was.
Fucking old booze hound Joe.
Lisa had another birthday.
Holy shit. She had one last week, too.
Right. That's women like have their birthday throughout the fucking month or year or whatever. And it was one of her friends' birthdays. And it was also one of her friend's husband's birthday. And it was actually Roop's actual birthday. So,
hey, happy birthday.
A bunch of people were here. I turned on the smoker, got a lot drunker than I intended.
Is that what you call your mouth?
What, drunker?
The smoker.
The smoker. No, I don't call my mouth that. and went to work, and I thought the party was over, but no, there was still, Lisa still had a guest here when I came back, so it was like more drinking when I came back, and it's like, I turned in pretty early. Around the time we would have recorded, it was just like, fuck this, I'm done. I gotta sleep. You know, I can't go into the shop and start fucking things up again today and cost myself money, and I've got a short week this week, because I'll be heading to Pittsburgh on Thursday. I've got Horror Realm this weekend. Also, here in Dallas, Roop is going to be working the Halloween Preservation Festival. First year show. I don't know how it'll go, but
it's in November. That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm sure Roop's got it. I've got some good shit for him to sell, so hopefully the shit'll sell itself. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how all that pans out. But I did quite a bit of drinking. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to go to Taco Bell by the hotel. I stopped in Hope, Arkansas, by the way, home of Bill Clifton.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the signs it says food, lodging, blah, blah, blah. Holiday Inn and a Taco Bell. Fine. That works just fine. So I got off. No, that's not right. It said Holiday Inn, some Mexican restaurant, and Taco Bell and some other shit. So I was like, all right, still early. It was like 7:30. I'll go to that fucking Mexican restaurant.
You're way too far north to be going to any fucking Mexican restaurant there. Yeah, Taco Bell would have been a lot more authentic than anything. But
they were closed, Joe.
Yeah, okay. So, well, here they stay open late, you fucks. That's where the drunk people go over here. That and Jack in the Box, who also serves tacos. But I saw you mention a place to me sounded fantastic. It's like just the name of it. I would have wanted to go. It was called Chili Verdes or something. I don't know. You tell me. Chili what? Something.
Oh, shit. Yeah. When I was in the Cincinnati area, I went to a local favorite called Skyline Chili.
Okay, Skyline Chili.
Yeah.
Now, is this a restaurant or is it a local fast food chain?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fast food chain, but there was a lot of motherfuckers in there eating. They specialize in chili. Go figure.
Hey, I like chili. You know who doesn't sell chili or doesn't have it on their menu?
Wendy's.
Chili's.
Oh, shit. Yeah, they do.
You have to ask for it. They don't have it on their menu like they used to. They don't have
it's
it
under the soup.
Is it?
Yeah, man.
I don't go to fucking Chili's. Fuck that. I'm Hispanic, dude. Fuck that place. I like flavor.
Well, then don't go to Skyline Chili.
Okay.
It's not spicy at all. Like, at all. They give you some hot sauce packets that look like you pissed blood. It is not the fucking color that hot sauce should be. I had one look at that, and I said, nope, I'm going to bring it back and put them in the fridge so people could pull it out and be like, what the fuck is this? So that's what I did. I guess their main thing, what I got is spaghetti with chili on top of it, with like a half pound of cheese or some shit on top of that. And the thing that makes this chili different is that they make it with chocolate and cinnamon. Yeah. I had about four bites and I was just like, yeah, I did this and threw it right in the fucking garbage.
Yeah. If I saw that's how they made it, it was just like, nah, I wouldn't even fucking eat there. But is that like, well, you said it was crowded as fuck, so people love it there or what?
I guess it's a local favorite, I think.
So like if they came down to Texas and we made them chili, they would like freak the fuck out?
Hey, so you put a Hershey in there? Well, that's more of a Texas accent. Right. What would be an Ohio accent?
Hey, you put a Hershey in there?
Yep, that's it. Fucking Columbo or whoever the fuck you were doing.
don't forget the cinnamon.
Fuck. Yeah. Fuck, it wasn't good. Luckily, I made a post beforehand asking about it, and a lot of people were just like, no. So I was just like, all right, I took that into consideration, and right next door to it was a White Castle. So I went there first and got some shit just in case Skyline Chili was fucking terrible. And let me tell you, later that night, I was liquid shitting White Castle. Used to be able to do that all the time, but I think last year was the first time that it made me liquid shit all over the fucking place. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I might have liquid shit my pants in the car. I had to keep driving, stick some napkins up my asshole, and keep going. Because I had towns to make, baby. Then I threw that shit out the window. Dude, the amount of fucking dead deers I seen on 40 was ridiculous. Like dozens, multiple dozens of dead deer driving down this fucking thing. It was crazy. That's it was just, hey, it was a trail of carnage.
I'll slow down when I just see one, like, on the side of the road. It's like, oh, fuck, better fucking start driving slow now, but. God, I imagine I would have just been going like 15 seeing that many fucking carcasses.
Just fucking blood and gore strewn about all over. There was a fresh one. You could tell it was just streaked. It was all fucked. Holy shit. Oh, I didn't mention about that Terror Town place. It's one of these like extreme adult haunts. That if you have like a special necklace or something, I think it was a glow stick or some shit, like they can touch you and throw blood on you and do shit to you.
Oh, I thought it was my adult haunt. I thought it was going to be
throw you down, pull your pants down and molest you. But yeah, I was having no part of that, dude, especially with how cold it was. If somebody
they were running the haunt at the time too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think they opened it up at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if, dude, like the running water they had there was so fucking ice cold after I went to take a piss, I turned that on. Shit was crazy. If anybody would have fucking threw any kind of water or any liquid on me, even if it was hot soup, holy shit, I would have just fucking fell over and shattered like a Sub-Zero fatality.
We'll get to Sub-Zero.
Thank fuck. But yeah, it was a good time. I'm definitely glad I went. I'm appreciative I was invited and able to do that shit. And it was a fucking honor to meet all of you fine folks. So hopefully I'll see you at Camp Zool 2. Hopefully Joe can tag along, and hopefully we can do a live podcast or maybe some kind of beer bash or something. But that shit ain't fucking up to me. That's up to the almighty Allah Zooli Lou. Joe, what'd you watch?
Tom, I watched a movie called Bloodthirsty. This is better. About a pop singer. She's a pop singer, like, I don't know, Katy Perry or one of them bitches. Except this one doesn't have, like, nice tits like Katy Perry does. And she has hallucinations, Tom, that she is turning into some sort of animal. So she goes to therapy and, like, takes medication and talks it over with her girlfriend.
What?
And, yeah. This is a very 2021 movie. And there's this producer that wants to work with her on her new album. She's when having you trouble. Say
work with.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Means he wants to, like,
put it in there?
No. Because it turns out the producer is her dad.
Oh, shit.
And maybe he does. I don't know. But what he really wants her to do is unleash what's inside her, Tom. The werewolf part of her. And eventually she does, because her daddy's a werewolf also. And this movie's not good. This is just fucking shitty. And there's a lot of singing in it. There's a lot of her, like, singing her next pop hit or whatever. And they're dark, edgy songs written by the director, Tom.
So they're good.
Songs by, you know, directed by.
Is it directed by a lady?
It's directed by. Yeah, I think it's directed by a lady, but it was written by a man and a lady. And he also wrote the songs, I think.
Because she couldn't write.
Songs? No.
No, I mean just write, because she's a lady.
Or direct.
They didn't teach her.
Or direct, or, you know.
Wipe her asshole properly.
Anything. Any fucking thing.
If it ain't cooking and cleaning and getting pregnant.
This movie sucks, and if you like movies that sucks, I think I watched it on maybe the Amazon Prime. I don't fucking know. But it's a piece of shit, and it's on a lot of the best of horror of 2021, because I think what they do with those lists is just put any horror movie that came out in 2021, and they fucking list them all, because they want to get, I don't know, some kind of advertisements or maybe some fucking screeners or whatever. They're not like us. They don't give a fuck. It's like, hey, we're going to watch what we want to watch anyway. You can send us a screener. And if we like it,
as long as you give us some money.
Yeah. If you like it, if we like it, we're going to say we like it, and you're not going to believe us.
We'll say we like it when the check clears.
Right.
Fucking prick.
But, waiting
for that new Bronzy joint to drop. I think Bronzy it's next in
Space
week.
Or some shit.
Assault on Bronzy 13.
Yeah. But Bloodthirsty, do not recommend.
So let me ask you a question about this movie, Bloodthirsty Joe.
Yeah, there's some lesbian action, but it's not fucking sexy at all. It's just like, man, I don't like either one of these bitches.
Because they got hairy knuckles and shit?
Yeah. Because
they're werewolves.
Yeah.
So would you say that she has a werewolf within?
I would say that. I would say that. A bloodthirsty werewolf within.
Oh my god. Speaking of shitty movies,
Weird making
Wolf that is making a bunch of people's good movies list this year. Oh, I want to go to sleep, just get through. You ever heard of Chompy and the Girls?
No.
Some fucking aliens or some bullshit is coming. A guy with a big mouth goes around eating girls, and
like Pac-Man.
I don't know, it sucks. I don't want to spend any time on it. Fuck that movie, it's a piece of shit. It hey, might make my worst of the year list, girls. But
fuck you, Chompy.
Yeah, it's not even worth talking about it, so I don't even know if it'll be worth making the list. The first fucking scene's cool, where the lead actress tries to kill herself, but she doesn't succeed. She probably should have just succeeded, and then the movie should have been over, and I would have been like, yeah, it's pretty good. Oh, that was real? 5 stars.
So that was it. They got you excited, and then you watched more and more, and it just...
Yeah, cause it was just like, oh, look at this acting, and yeah, this is good stuff. And then she's like trying to hang herself on a ceiling fan, and you see her going all... like she's fucking dying, and then the ceiling fan just comes down, and just like, oh, bummer. And then it goes to complete shit after that. Fucking pricks.
Is this a VOD movie?
I don't know what it is. It's a piece of fucking shit, Joe, that a lot of people are saying is awesome. It's not.
The Lamb Crab?
No. I don't know who the fuck this is made for, man. Edgy fucking lesbian werewolf kids, probably.
Yeah, probably.
That's the audience I would say this is made for. And pop stars.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck else did you watch, Joe? I want to go.
I watched Son.
S-O-N.
S-O-N.
I met him at Camp
Zool. They performed at Camp Zool. Yeah, I watched a little of their performance. Who are all those people on stage? Aside from him and the other person that sings, like, is that, I don't know. Okay, so Son, the movie. It starts out with this pregnant chick on the run. Like, some people are chasing her. And it's pretty obvious that she's in a cult and escapes from it. She has the baby, and she's going to kill the baby. But then decides, nah, fuck it, I'm going to keep this baby. And then, boom, we're like 10 years later or something. And she's living the good life. Things are good. And then all of a sudden, like, weird shit is starting to happen. She's, like, freaking out. And it's like, hey, this cult, they're back. They're back to take this kid back. And this kid starts getting sick and freaking out. Oh, it's the cult doing that. But is it, Tom? Is it the cult? Or is she just fucking crazy? They start investigating her. No, she was never in a cult. Yeah, she was molested by her dad, but she was never in a cult. So is she just crazy? No, it's a real fucking cult, Tom. Spoiler ahead, it's a real fucking cult. And she got fucked by a demon, and she had a kid, and that's why, you know, this kid shouldn't be here. They want this kid to destroy the world, and this movie is really fucking good. I like this a lot. This is going to be definitely so far on my list of best movies of the year. Highly recommended. I think it's on Shudder. It might be a Shudder original. Fucking Shudder really upped their game this year. You got this. You got Fried Berry. You got some good shit, Shudder. Oh, and that other one about the kids that they get kidnapped. Whatever that one's fucking called. The Boy Behind the Door. Yeah, all three of those are on my list. Fucking A, Shudder. You did it. You did it. Son.
Did you have a head injury lately? Or?
Me?
Yeah.
Did I? I don't know. Did I fall down or something? I don't know. Maybe.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. What'd you watch, Tom?
I don't know. I'm looking at the list. Did you watch anything else?
I watched a heartwarming film.
It's not, though.
About love.
The power of. The
power of love. Clifford. Clifford the Big Red Dog. And Tom, I was looking forward to this one. You know, I was thinking, hey, this might be a sweet movie. This might be something that uplifts my spirit. It's a piece of shit. It's really fucking bad. All the characters are fucking horrendous. They're just paper thin characters. Caricatures, I guess you could call them. You know, you got the...
We'll get to that.
The... Fuck. Three people it took to write this screenplay. Three people. Two people directed it, I think. It's a fucking... It's just shitty.
Your boy Cheech's cousin from East LA is in it.
He's in it, yeah.
I forget his name, but he's old there.
Perdita Durango is in it.
Oh, time waits for no one, huh?
No, a lot of washed up people are in this. David Alan Greer, shave that shit, man. Come on. Shave that fucking beard.
He's hoping to get a job in a Black Santa Claus.
Yeah, he wants to play the fucking in the ZZ Top movie, which could happen, you know, if Marvel, if it becomes a Marvel movie. This starts out promising, you know, it has some real dogs at the beginning that are just holed up in some fucking shack, and then animal control comes in and takes them away. We never see them again. There's no.
Yeah, you think there would be a payoff,
right,
or something to that?
But one of the dogs is left behind, a red dog. No explanation for why he's red. He's just red, and now he's an orphan.
That's just all the blood from the birth.
I guess it just fucking
dyed his fur.
Yeah, and I don't know. He's wandering around, and John Cleese picks him up.
is like every fucking, oh yeah, I kind of remember that comedian is in this. Fuck.
And John Cleese is some kind of animal wizard or something that gives away animals to people that need them. And this little girl is a white girl that goes to a private school, but she's picked on because she's there on a scholarship or something.
And her mom... Her mom speaks a little differently than she does for some reason.
Her mom's focused on work. She doesn't give a shit about this little girl at all. But she's got to go on some kind of work thing for a couple of days. So calls in her brother, who's just like, I don't know, this fucking layabout or whatever.
Her brother, who doesn't speak like her at all either. No. For some reason, they decided to give this mom a British accent. That's never fucking explained. The daughter doesn't have one.
Well, they moved.
Brother doesn't have one.
She grew up in England, and they moved to the United States when he was two. So he didn't have a British accent. They do explain that.
And what? How old was she?
I don't know. Seven?
So she probably would have lost her British accent and assimilated? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think so.
Mm-hmm.
The little girl... is fucking awful, is annoying as fuck. It's one of these kids that they do in movies that they have all these fucking witty comebacks or whatever, and they speak way above their fucking age level. Shitty writing for a fucking little girl, but shitty writing all around. This is fucking disappointing. This is like when I went to go see fucking King Kong, Peter Jackson's King Kong. Disappointing. Or Pacific Rim, you know?
I forgot, Joe. I watched the King Kong starring one star man. I won't say much about it because I want to get this done with, but this is supposed to be the good one. It's not.
Oh, okay, the one from the 70s.
Yeah, the Dino De Laurentiis one.
Yeah, saw it in theater when I was a kid. I don't remember it all that well.
Yeah, it... No. Sorry, dog. But no. Anyways, back to Clifford and his big red dick.
They try to pull some humor, like some ass-sniffing humor or some ball-licking humor.
Some ass-sniffing humor.
And all of it, all these jokes, they fucking fall flat. You know, there's some... There's another like Asian kid that pops out. Hey, how come this kid's not being picked on at this school? You know, like he seems to.
That's bullying.
Yeah.
That's hate priming.
Yeah. Okay.
You can do it if they're white.
Oh, that's right. And there was a lot of Asian hate earlier in the year, so they didn't want to perpetuate that. I see what where you're going with that. But yeah, this kid would have been all fucking kind of picked on in real life. I don't know. He makes some Asian jokes, so it's okay if he does it, I guess. I don't know. There's an evil company that's trying to do some growth hormones, and they see
a genetics lab
Clifford, and they want Clifford to be their fucking mascot. Really, they want to dissect him and figure out what made him big. Sorry, buddy, you can't do that because it was love that made him big. Clifford was going to get as big as her love for him was. And it was only like 10 feet tall or something. So, I mean, shit, you think she could have loved him more and he would have grown, but no.
Well, then she wouldn't have been able to fit it in her ass. So at a certain time, you just have to know your limits.
Yeah. So this company's after Clifford and they get him and then they have to bust him loose like the fucking Avengers. It's the same plot as Avengers, really. They defeat Thanos and fucking Clifford's free to go live in. Well, he was going to go live in China. Like, he wouldn't have got eaten over there. She couldn't see.
Yeah, that was my favorite part of the movie. Where fucking. So the genetics lab is after Clifford, and the only place left to hide is little Liu Kang's house. So they hide fucking Clifford in fucking Liu Kang's, like, loft apartment or penthouse apartment. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
And fucking Kung Lao comes home and he says, "What is this giant cheeseburger doing in my house?" It's like, "Oh, we need to hide it. Everybody's trying to get him. And I want to eat him." And he says, "No, no. What we have to do, I think, hey, little white girl, let me rap with you for a minute. What I think we need to do is feed all those little Frankies in China." How's that for a callback, Joe?
That's pretty good.
So, you know, this is a world where racism and stereotypes don't exist.
Nope.
So they said, "Sure, I'll give my 4,000 pounds of dog meat over to China." Like, I'm sure everybody of a certain age who sees this movie, when this part happens, they're just gonna... I can't see how they don't, Joe.
I don't know. Because this is the first thing I fucking thought.
It's the only thing you could think. You're just like, "No, don't do it." This is supposed to be like, "Oh, great. They're going to get the dog away and it's going to be safe." Like, that's what the writers were. This was their solution for the dog to be safe. They eat dogs. It is what it is. They do that. They're known for doing that. How did you think that was a good idea, writers, all three of you?
Yeah. I mean, shit, we all saw One Child Nation. We know what the fuck's up.
Fortunately, we did. And unfortunately, we do. This was just a very, very paint-by-numbers, shitty fucking quote-unquote family movie with a very questionable solution. How they thought that was the right... It had to have been a joke, like, fucking let's put this in there and see if we can get away with it. And they did.
Yeah, like you said, like, this is one of those movies, like I'd put it down there with Madagascar or something, to where you don't want your kids to watch this because it's fucking dumb as shit. Maybe if you've got a toddler that doesn't fucking understand language anymore, but is old enough to, like, "Hey, that's, you know, look, doggy, you know, cute doggy." Okay, that's fine. But if they're old enough to have any kind of cognitive, you know, like understand what they're saying, just don't let them watch it. Don't let your kids fucking grow up dumb.
If you want your kids to be retarded, show them Clifford. Because, I mean, I was pretty dumb before, but now, like we said earlier, I might have shit in my pants. And that was after I watched Clifford. So, but hey, at least your buddy Good Burger's in it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's in there. Like I said, this is like the home for washed up people, is this fucking movie.
Fuck. Why they didn't get the people who made Paddington? I don't know.
I haven't seen the Padding In movies, but I did. I had high hopes for this. You know, I was really hoping to enjoy it, or, you know, think, oh, this is really fucking cute. Nah, it sucks.
You know who didn't have high hopes for this? Paramount.
Yeah, for
one, they put it on their Paramount Plus app.
Mm-hmm.
And two, all the marketing is like, there's one poster where Paddington's like, Paddington, Jesus Christ, I'm sorry.
Paddington on the brain.
Where fucking Clifford is like laying down in the snow with Christmas trees behind him. And then there's another Christmas-themed poster. And I heard a YouTube ad where they have fucking... No, that's not it. Fuck. They have a Christmas song.
Was that the Benny Hill theme you were doing?
Yeah, it was. All right.
I think you're more like, you hear those sleigh bells ringling, jing, jing, jingling.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I'm so fucking tired. And Lori has to open tomorrow. I'm going to be fucked.
You might as well stay up all night and work.
I got to fucking buy boxes and pack hats. Hey, thanks for everybody who bought a hat. Appreciate that for sure. The fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah, they're fucking marketing. It's all fucking Christmas. Get ready for the holiday movie of the season. And then Benny Hill music comes on. The shit takes place in spring or something in New York. If yeah. it was Christmas, there would be fucking snow everywhere.
It's pretty sunny in Harlem.
Yeah. So they knew this movie was hot fucking garbage. They're so, all right, we'll get those Christmas fucking idiots to watch this. Don't. None of you are fucking listening, because this isn't fucking Santa's fucking jolly scrumptious gingerbread movie, whatever the fuck, but they knew. They knew this was shit. I want to see somebody who fucking saw these Christmas themed marketing things like, oh, great. I'm going to go fucking start my fucking joyous season off with this holiday movie. And then it's fucking bright sunny days with frisbees getting thrown and shit. Fuck. There'd be the only people in the theater thinking sending Clifford off to China would be a good idea. Why'd they do that? That was so fucking dumb. Like, how did that get past everybody? That shit, guys, they shot it. It got past everybody. It was edited. It went to the MPAA. You can't show a nip, but you can show a fucking dog, a giant fucking dog. Fuck. And Clifford itself looks like shit. It's not fucking a great animated character.
It's not. It looks incredibly worse when the little girl's riding Clifford and running through the city. That looked like fucking garbage. Some of the worst shit in the fucking movie. In a movie filled with horrible shit, that like took it to another level. Hey, you think you've seen a fucking piece of shit so far? Look at this. It's a little girl, not a little girl.
Fuck. Hey, Joe. You know why this movie was so bad?
Why is that, Tom?
It was directed by the guy who directed Wild Hogs. That Tim Allen movie.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I watched it a couple months ago.
My mom loves that movie. Thinks it's hilarious. So I knew it had to be bad.
See, we'll have her see Clifford.
Yeah. probably should. I get it. Give her the fucking the Blu-ray for Christmas.
Well, yeah. No, I don't think it would be out by then, but if it did, it would definitely have that Christmas poster fucking, or the Christmas, what, dude, god damn it, enough about Clifford. All right. Are you ready to fucking roll out? I don't know. What are we doing for the fucking Critters intro, Joe?
Yeah, I had something in mind, but that was hurt. Like,
what was it? Well, come on. You ready to bite into another?
Fuck, no. I don't remember what it was. Hey, we're watching the fucking Critters movies. And I went out and bought some fucking box set. Or not box set, it's just a fucking disc. A Walmart cheap-ass disc that was a remnant for Halloween. It has a really shitty glow-in-the-dark cover. I don't know.
I thought that was cool.
I didn't like them. I didn't like any of those covers. But it had all four movies on there. It was like, what? $8.
Well, Joe, there's five movies and a web series that makes up a movie.
Okay. Well, this one has four, but I still haven't opened this fucking DVD yet. It turns out the first one is on HBO Max. That's
why I watched it. Critters. What's this shit about, Joe?
This is about some critters that are locked up in a fucking space jail, but they escape. They escape the space jail. They're on the fucking run. So the space jail warden, he calls in two bounty hunters.
What does this warden look like, Joe?
He's riding on a little fucking chair. He's got like a, I don't know, craggly, wrinkly face and a hair that snicks up. You know, but we got like some space action, you know, there's lasers and shit. But these bounty hunters, they don't look like nothing, Tom. They don't really have features.
What are you talking about? They're like fucking little chewed up gum head guys.
They get glow in the dark heads. Actually, I think they look pretty cool.
They're fucking dumpling headed fucks.
They look all right. Yeah. Chicken and dumplings. You don't like chicken and dumplings, dude?
Not really. I'd rather have a ravioli myself. Hey.
Yeah. Well, so like they figure out, hey, look, the critters are going to go to Earth. So they do some research.
They're not critters yet, Joe. Yeah, fuck.
The crites are going to Earth.
For Christ's sake, let's talk about critters.
They do some research on Earth and watch this guy's video. A real shitty song.
Come on,
and the guy decides to take his fucking...
What's the song, Joe? His
visage. I don't remember the song.
You do.
I don't.
Fuck. I don't. It was a good one. I was trying to remember it, too.
It's a very...
Something of the night.
Yeah.
The night is calling. Something like that, I think.
And then he jumps off the stage, you know, does a big jump.
Yeah, I think it was something like that. I don't know.
So meanwhile,
Wallace always looked old. She's a nice lady, but she has the Adrian Barbeau syndrome going on, I think.
We'll get to looking like shit because Lin Shaye is in this movie. Lin Shaye looks like fucking garbage. Yeah, well,
I didn't say that. I just said she always looked like an older lady. Saying
Lin Shaye looks like garbage. Wow, I thought she looked bad now. Fucking, this was, what, 25 years ago?
No, I think it was a little longer than that, Joe.
Okay, so look, she looked even worse then. I was like, wow, god damn, she's ugly. Yeah, fuck, I don't know her. I'm not related to her.
She's great in Kingpin.
But if we see what's going on Earth, so we zoom in on this fucking little farm family. And, you know, you got your dad, who I guess he's a mechanic and a bowler.
Mom. And he looks a lot older than fucking what's her nuts.
Yeah, but they live in the Midwest, and I think that's real common.
No, I don't. It easily looks like he could have been her father.
Right. He probably married her when she was like 16 or something.
12.
Yeah. So, yeah, they got that. They got a daughter who's a slut. and then
a little fucking going out with that Puerto Rican Billy Zane.
Yeah, Billy Zane's in there with hair. And then they got a little brother who makes explosives, and he's, you know, just a rambunctious young kid and hangs around with a retard that, like, helps his dad, like, handing him wrenches.
No, he doesn't hang around with a mentally challenged person. He hangs around with the town fucking drunk.
He is drunk, but I thought he was retarded, too. That's what I kind of got.
No, he just thinks that he hears aliens and shit. It's just because he's a fucking drunk. You're not retarded, Joe. You're drunk.
M. Emmett Walsh is the sheriff, and he's always good. He's always fucking good. But the Krites,
remember him from
the Krites fucking crash land close to the farm. They go to check it out. Holy shit! Krite invasion. Krite invasion. They have to fight off the Krites. You know, the little puppets. They're essentially puppets through a lot of it, but they look cool enough. You know. I dig it. I dig this movie. It's definitely showing its age, but it's all right, man. It's all right. I mean, even for something that's, let's say 30 years. I don't know how fucking old it is, but let's say 30.
48.
Fuck, no way. For real?
I don't know.
No way.
I have no idea, Joe. Yeah. I want to say early 90s.
No, it was 80-something.
All right. 89.
Okay, let's say 89. It's a long time, but it's still a fun movie. I still dig it. I don't remember any of the sequels, so we'll see where we're going with there.
Yeah, I remember not being a fan of the Critters movies. But this one actually wasn't bad. It has some good stuff in it, like the reverse skull melt when the guy's transforming.
Yeah, that was cool.
Rock star.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember because I'm not a big fan, but you like on the critter stuff you see out there, it doesn't have like those pustule blisters all over them, but these puppets did,
mm-hmm.
which I was like, huh, I don't remember that shit at all. Personally, I like the look of them without that, but that was just something different because you really don't see critter shit with that stuff on it. So I think they lose that going forward, but I can't remember. It was all right. It was just like, yeah, it wasn't bad. That was a nice little family friendly kid, not really kid friendly. But it was nice entry level horror movie.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say kid, but maybe I don't know, 12, 13, you know, when you're starting to watch some of this shit.
Yeah, I would say maybe a little younger than that. But I mean, kids could watch it. I'd say for like the Monster Squad crowd.
Yeah, yeah. Better that they watch this than Clifford for sure.
Better you watch me taking a shit from the toilet's point of view than watching Clifford.
I wouldn't recommend anybody's kids watch that, but, you know, I wouldn't even recommend you fucking broadcasting that to kids, Tom. I like you. I don't want you to go to prison or anything, but I can't stop you from being you.
Let me ask you a question, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fat fucking piece of shit. Have you ever sat on a fucking toilet and cracked the seat?
No.
Me neither. Anyways, back to Critters.
Is the hotel going to be getting back to you on that?
No. I'm like, what do you do? It was like that. I sat down and it pinched my butt cheek, you fuck. You're lucky I didn't run out there with no pants on asking for a Band-Aid. Yeah, I got to lose some weight, I guess. Yeah, it was all right. Better than I remember, for sure. It has some good stuff in it. It's just not fucking great. Like, it's good. Give it a watch.
Yeah.
It's just not, oh, this is fucking awesome. Like, no, that I'm reverse not saying, melt. I'm no, not you saying, are. You fucking are.
But yeah, I like it. And I could recommend it. Yeah, give it a watch. Yeah, pick up this 4-pack at Walmart if you see it.
I picked up the 4-pack from Amazon, the Shout Factory one. Mm. But I did watch the documentary. It was pretty good. I like the Chiodo brothers, and it's got a good amount of them fucking talking about this shit and stuff on it. I guess the hair on the Kreitz was made from moose hair.
And oh, when they of course. That makes sense.
It was a really coarse hair, I guess. So, like, when the critters would bend over, it would, like, porcupine up. And they had to figure out a way to get it to stay down. Didn't say how they do it. They just said they had to figure out a way. I guess they did. Or they didn't. I don't know. It also has 2 commentary tracks on it, which I did not watch because I watched this the night before I took off. But, yeah, I would say I like this better than Gremlins. I'll say that. Not as much as Munchie, though. He wore a sweet leather jacket and a Fonzie haircut. And Dom DeLuise wasn't in fucking Kreitz. So, well, Joe, next week we're going to do Critters 2. I'm not looking forward to this at all. Mostly due to the director. You know who directed this one?
I do not.
It's a podcast favorite, Joe.
Bryan Singer?
No. He brought us such things as... well, Joe, he is the creator of Masters of Horror.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit indeed. Fuck. You could even say that. Or fucking hell. If you were fucking the little girl in Clifford's Mom.
That long-haired fuck.
So join us next week for...
we can't get away from Nick Harris.
Critters 2. From what I hear... This is his best movie.
Oh, shit.
So we'll see, Joe. We'll see.
When we last left Spider-Man's, Dr. Octopus had blown up at an airplane, so he's dead. We're never going to see him again. Nope. Turns out there was no body. No body means nobody's fucking dead. So... We got Spider-Man searching the city. But first, Robertson's. What's his fucking name? I always forget his name.
Randy.
Randy Robertson stops fucking Peter Parker racist. And says, "Hey, you gonna come to the anti-pollution?"
Stan Lee and his fucking shitty fucking protesting hippie bullshit, whatever the fuck it is.
It's like, oh no, I can't. It's like, yeah, you can. Everybody's gonna be there. You know who's gonna be there? Your girl's gonna be there. He's pretty much telling Peter Park, I'm fucking your girl.
I'm gonna pull your bitch, Petey.
Well, fucking Gwen's going. How you like that?
I don't. And he just kicks the ground.
Yeah. I gotta go chase Dr. Octopus.
Please don't give her your thick dick.
Weird, weird fucking interlude in this story. And then the rest of it is him finally, you know, finding Dr. Octopus, and it's a big slugfest. And that's all it is. This issue is just a big fight between the two. But it's good because you got fucking Gil Kane that came in and did the art. So the art looks really, really good, especially with Romita's inks on top of it. If they should have kept this as the fucking team, because the action, it looks badass. The fucking art on it is great. It's just a shitty story, and it's shitty dialogues. It's Stan Lee, which we have for I don't know how many more issues. But
as long as they keep Mickey DeMayo, I don't give a fuck what they do, Joe.
Were you not a fan of the Gil Kane art here, Tom?
I just, dude, all art of this era, I don't give a fuck about at all. Like, for me, comic art doesn't get interesting until the 80s.
All right.
Sorry.
I mean,
that's just the kind of stuff I started picking up and getting into, so I'm sure that has a lot to do with it. Maybe it had to do something with printing technology and how, oh, no, we just can't put detail into our art because printers can't handle it. Maybe that's really what it was, but that early shit, I just, sorry, dog.
All right. Yeah, it's not for you, but hey, if you appreciate art, this is good. No, it is. It's really fucking good.
I mean, every so often I'll say, oh, man, this panel looked really good. Mm-hmm. But that's like every 28 issues.
I thought there was a lot of that in this one. I think this is the best Dr. Octopus has looked in all the fucking previous 87 issues.
You were never Dr. looked Dr. Octopus, I swear.
He never looked menacing and he never looked like,
hey, he's a big fucking fat guy.
But here, at least they got the fucking arms, you know, looking like they're all over the place. And it's like, hey, I can't keep up with them. You know, before it's just like everything looked real stiff and shit. Yep. Yeah.
So Spider-Man got thrown off a building or a helicopter or some shit. I can't remember. It was one of those and that's where we end this issue.
Right, on another cliffhanger. This is a three-parter, I guess.
Or a four. I'm sure we're getting up to an anal, or we missed one.
No, they don't do an anal for another 2 years.
Okay.
All their anals at this point, because we did just miss one, but it's all reprints.
Okay. Okay, man.
Yeah, so if you were back then, and you like were reading Spider-Man month to month, and you went to pick up that anal, you got fucked.
So just like now.
Yeah.
Go up and pick up a Marvel book. And speaking of which, I got to go to the fucking comic shop and pay for my stuff. It's been so long. Don't.
It's all garbage.
I do. No, but I mean, I told them this is what I want and they ordered it. I just got to fucking go pay for my stuff and then cancel it. So I will. You got my credit card. If you need to, just tell me you're going to fucking charge it so I know. That's fine. Fucking next week, Dr. Octopus will be back and I'll say, yeah, it sucked. And Joe will be like, oh, I wish Gail fucking King or Kim, whatever. No, that's the wrestler. Joe, speaking of fucking wrestlers, I fucking hate him.
Well, Tom, there's quite a few that I hate. This was an easy list to make, and like I kept on thinking of more and more people I could have added to this list, but I went ahead and went with the ones that came first to mind. And for those of you that didn't listen last week, this is our fucking least like our fucking wrestlers we don't like. We don't.
I would say least favorite.
Least favorite with honorable mentions. And on my honorable mention list, I'll start off with Kerry Von Erich, a Texas favorite who couldn't fucking do shit. He was just a big dude. He was just a big drug addict. He couldn't cut a promo for shit. He could barely fucking talk. Fuck this guy. Then I have Donald Trump, you know, who is a Hall of Famer. Don't tell me he's not a wrestler. He fucking, you know, he had some moves. But fuck him.
He had some moves. He moved that dick into all those whores.
Then I have Hollywood Hogan.
Hogan.
Hollywood
Hogan. Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm okay with Hulk Hogan. His character's ridiculous and
Hulk Hogan
overused and stupid. But the Hollywood Hogan.
So tell us all why you don't like Lou Ferrigno.
Was fucking worse. This was just like a I mean, I guess it was, it got like a little pop or whatever, but it was fucking stupid.
Grandpa trying to be cool.
Right.
And then he, all that stuff about the gentle fellows he doesn't like as he was sticking his Hulkster into his buddy's wife.
Then I have JBL. Never liked him, you know. Background characters, okay, they're all right. Just leave them as that. Don't fucking bring them into the spotlight. Then I have the Misfits. Fuck them. As wrestlers, as fucking musicians. I'm doing the air quotes for you, those of you fucking just listening. They suck all around. That's five, but I also have one here with no number. And no honorable mention, so I guess I wrote him down. So I'm just going to go ahead and say it. It's Kurt Hennig, also known as Mr. Perfect. Fuck that dude. He sucks.
All right, so since you had six and you said the Misfits, one came to mind that I'm going to add to my list, and that is the Kiss Demon. When they had fucking Kiss play a concert, and then that spawned a fucking wrestler that dressed up like Gene Simmons. Go jump in a lake, you fuck.
Fuck. Like I said, there was so many shit. There's so many people that I forgot about and would have been better forgetting about them entirely.
Well, John, just a heads up. There's going to be quite a few groups on my list because fuck them.
Yeah.
Honorable mentions. I have the Elite, specifically the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega.
Okay.
That shit is not for me, dog. At all.
Kenny Omega almost made my list. He was probably one of the ones I had written on the side, but didn't.
Like, I've seen a couple of his matches in Japan, same with the Young Bucks. One of the reasons I have no interest in watching AEW. You get fucking Danhausen and the Briscoes over there, maybe I'll tune in for that shit. But there'll be some more reasons on here why I don't give a fuck about AEW. And then I have good old Dean Ambrose, or whatever the fuck he's called now in AEW. Don't give a fuck at all. And then I have the Hardy Boys. One of them's in AEW, but both of them can go get fucked. And then I have the Wyatt family. Fuck that shit and fuck Louisiana. And then I have Ken Shamrock. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, shit. I forgot about him.
I didn't. Fuck him. Number 10.
At number 10, I have Sid Vicious. Another guy I just didn't fucking like. I know he came from this era where everything, you fucking loved everything about wrestling. Never liked him.
CM Punk, cheers, you fuck. Yep.
Hell of an MMA fighter, though.
Don't give a fuck.
He's not.
Like, he would have been lower, I guess, on my list, but it seems like he's a more nicer, happier, jovial guy now that he's in a wrestling promotion that he likes. So I'm just like, all right, he doesn't seem like such a sniveling cunt. But
and I haven't watched that horror movie that he's in because I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I don't even watch the wrestling show he's in, Joe. Number nine.
At number nine, I have Sting. Any incarnation of Sting. Never fucking liked him. Never, especially when he fucking became the Crow. That was just fucking dumb.
You know where he's at, don't you?
I could fucking rehab. I don't know.
AEW. Mm. Well, you know, you got to be real pieces of shit when a guy who killed his family's number nine. How much do I have to not like everyone who comes after him? Killing his family aside, I never fucking liked this guy at all. Fuck him. Fuck him.
I agree.
Number eight.
Wait, what did I say was number 10? What?
Wait, I mean, I don't know. Number 10, you said Sid Vicious, and then you said Sting.
Fuck, I had two number 10s written down. What did I do? Okay, well, hold on. My alternate number 10 was Lex Luger. Never liked him, but let me get back to number 8. Man, I had this list all fucked up. I had too many fucking wrestlers I don't like.
All right, I got a bunch of teams.
Okay, at number 8, I have China. Great fucking background character, you know? Once they started letting her talk, it was all over. As soon as you heard that voice, fuck her. No.
I forget what she sounds like.
Yeah, she kind of sounds like this, you know, I've been in this wrestling game a long, long time.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. Triple H dumped her. They fucking, the whole fucking program dumped her, and then she went on and did porn. Which, hey, nothing wrong with that. You know, she did a scene with Darcy, the male girl from Blowjob Briggs. So she's got that going for her, if that's y'all's thing. But she's not attractive. I thought she was badass as an oddity, a background player. They let her.
I liked her as She-Hulk.
They liked her. Yeah, that's another fucking thing she did. Yeah.
Number 8,
yeah,
Baron Corbin. Fuck you. God, that guy sucks. He sucked in NXT and he fucking sucks now. Fuck him. Number 7.
As an addendum to the Misfits, I've got Vampiro.
On super unknown hero.
Also known as Vampiro. Depending on who's fucking announcing him. This guy sucked. He sucked as a wrestler. He sucked as an announcer on Lucha Underground. Just sucks.
What about a singer?
And as a singer.
Well, you just lost all the Juggalos, Joe. I'm going to tell you that.
That's fine.
He was on a Twisted record, you know.
That's okay.
Number 7. Another reason why I don't watch AEW. Always fucking hated this guy, and it seems like the fucking fans are turning on this guy now too. And that is Cody Rhodes. Fuck this guy. That's Gold Dust brother and Dusty Rhodes.
Stardust, right?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, okay. Because I was thinking, I like Gold Dust, but I didn't like fucking Stardust.
Why would you?
Yeah, because he was the one that was going to go off and take Hollywood by storm.
Gold Dust was.
But nah, fucking came back. I don't know.
Number 6.
And number 6, I have Berlin with an L-Y-N.
How the hell do you even remember that guy?
Because of his fucked up hair. You know, yeah, this is one that's going back, and it's an obscure character, but I just remember, nah, fuck this dude. You know, you didn't even want to watch his matches. It's like, ah, fuck it, I'll go take a dump.
Yeah. I don't even have to. Well, this one might get a bunch of people, but fuck you. I have the Three Horsemen. Everybody but Ric Flair in there can go jump in a fucking lake. If it wasn't for Ric Flair, nobody would have gave a fuck about that. And Arn Anders, get the fuck out of here. jelly-filled motherfucker. Fatter than me, and I break toilet seats, son.
I'm sure he's broken a toilet seat or two at his time.
Yeah, fucking Tully Blanchard, Ole Anderson, James J. Dillon. Get the fuck. Get the stepping, boy. And then they have fucking Chris Benoit, Jeff Jarrett, Mongo McMichael. Fuck out of here. Yeah, if it wasn't for Ric Flair, nobody would give a fuck. Yeah, I mean, replace Ric Flair with Junkyard Dog. Anybody giving a fuck? Anybody care? Replace fucking Ric Flair with, I don't know.
Well, it didn't work when they brought him into the Freebirds, right?
Number five.
At number five, I want to preface this by saying I'm a big fan of the Sheepherders. Big fan. I thought they were fucking great.
That was your favorite tag team, if I remember.
Fuck yeah, they're up there. They were badass. But the Bushwhackers, fuck them. They suck. I mean, they took, you know, they brought them into fucking, what was it, WWF at the time? I don't fucking know. But it's just like, no, you guys are the Bushwhackers now, and you're just essentially clowns. You're just fucking dumbasses, and that's your gimmick.
It's because they were licking kids, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Teaching them how to use venom extractors and shit.
It sucked.
It was funny at the seminar, told everybody about that story and beyond belief and why we stopped watching them.
That must have been when the contractor came in. Fuck, I didn't hear that. I heard the whole fucking chant. The tonight. I heard you talking about the Hellraiser movies and, you know.
So, yeah, it was a very condensed version of the podcast.
Yeah. I sent in a question. I don't know if you were taking all that, but it was like, what are your top 10 camp movies?
You know, yeah, if you couldn't tell, the camera was all the way in the back of the room.
It was way back there, yeah.
Yeah, I fucked up. What are we on? Number five?
Yeah, I just did five.
Yet another reason I could give a... Hey, Daniel Bryan, don't give a fuck. That's if you want me to not watch your show, put Daniel Bryan on there. Not a fan. Number four.
At number four... Let me preface this by saying I'm a big fan of Sub-Zero in the Mortal Kombat games. But fucking the like knockoff Glacier? No. That was just the dumbest shit ever. That was just, hey, it's fucking Sub-Zero. They got Sub-Zero out here.
What about his rival Mortis?
Mortis is okay. I'm cool with Mortis. Okay. Fucking Mortis carried
bootlegged Vampiro. Bootlegged fucking Shao Kahn's okay, right? But bootlegged Mortis, Sub-Zero.
Didn't Mortis carry, yeah, he carried this guy, yeah, Glacier for a long fucking time.
Mm. Number four, Edge. Go stand on the edge of one. And fall the fuck off. Fuck this guy. Every time I hear his fucking thing, Edge lives a different lifestyle. He's an expletive. That's what comes into my head when I hear his theme song. Not a fan. I don't really like Christian either. But he's just whatever. I don't hate him or anything. But Edge, dude fucking sucks. And I don't understand the appeal. Number three.
And number three, I got Christopher Nowinski.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah. The old fucking Harvard guy. This guy couldn't cut a promo. His character was stupid. He couldn't fucking wrestle. I know he does like shit now, like talking about the industry and whatever the fuck, but nah, fuck this guy.
I have a Chris too, Joe. And that's Chris Jericho. Fucking always hated this dude since WCW. The only reason he's not number one is because he'll always donate money to like fucking wrestlers who need it and shit like that. But at the same time, I shouldn't be knowing about that shit, because the only reason I know about that shit is to make you fucking look good.
Yeah, I made a note. Bye, Tom. Best of Fozzie. For
Christmas. Oh, he was playing at Scout Bar once, and I was thinking of going just to get up in the front row and just laugh till I got kicked out. Punch him in the dick and run. He's fatter than me now, too. And he fucking was wearing crow paint recently.
Was he?
Yeah. Fucking disgrace. Well,
he came back to, was it AEW?
AEW. Yeah. Look at all these people on AEW. Garbage.
Maybe they'll fucking get China. Oh, no, they can't do that.
Number two, Joe.
Number two, I have Shawn Michaels. You fucking know why, Tom. You know why. Heart Foundation, baby. Fucking screw job.
He is gold. He is Berg. He is Goldberg. I will never forgive what you did to Joe, sir. Learn how to fucking wrestle, you bald fruit. Fuck you. I got your back, dog.
I still haven't seen him on the Universal Soldier, whatever it is. Two, three, sucks. Who fucking knows?
Fucking sucks, just like him.
I'm sure.
Number one.
Number one. I got Chris Benoit because he killed his family. Fuck you. You don't get much lower than that, Chris Benoit. Fuck you. Killed his family, Tom.
He did. My number one is the ultimate piece of shit. Fuck him. Never got into this white guy running around pretending he was a fucking Indian guy, I guess. I don't fucking know. He couldn't wrestle for shit. His promos were fucking garbage. Ultimate Warrior, go fuck yourself.
Oh, fuck. I thought you were going to say Chief Wahoo McDaniels.
No.
With the tomahawk chop. The fucking Irish Indian.
But no, Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior.
Fucking write dextrosity down on a piece of paper and shove it up your fucking ass.
Roid it out, piece of shit.
What are we doing next week, Joe?
Our other top 10 worst wrestling. No, we're gonna do movies that start with the letter D.
Got it. So, hey, everybody, head on over to dwnproductions.net. You got about a week left to order one of those depression masks. I got fucking one pre-order for it, so thank you. I appreciate everybody giving a fuck. I think they look really cool, and so does one other guy. So, hey, head on over to dwnproductions.net. And if you want to get this dope new fucking hat, head on over to my messages and shoot me a fucking message. There'll be 29 shipped in the U.S. And, Joe, plug your own shit. I want to go.
Hey, go to fastcustomshirts.com. It seems like on any way, sizes from small to 2X, there's good stock. Ordered a bunch of shit today, so maybe I can fucking send out a lot of stuff this week before I leave. If not, hey, I'm going to be at Horror Realm, Pittsburgh, this Friday through Sunday. And Roop's going to be handling the booth in Irving from Friday to Sunday. Go to one of those, whatever. This year is probably the last year I'm doing $10 t-shirts at a convention. Even at the on the site, they're probably going to go up like, I don't know, something. But shirts have gotten much more expensive. And, you know, it's one of these things like, hey, you know, it's a supply chain thing. We got to raise the prices on you. That's our, the warehouse is telling me that. It's like, okay, but when the supply chain is fucking, you know, back to normal, are you going to drop the prices? No, they're not. That means everything's going up. Not to get political, but they're saying inflation is the highest it's been in 30 years. So, yeah, expect everything to go up. And unfortunately, I'm not immune to that. But fuck it. Go buy shirts now because I haven't fucking raised shit yet. So
I can't wait till Frightmare. When you raise it to 15 or whatever, and everybody thinks that you're joking, there's no. I can't fucking wait.
Yeah, I can't afford to do it at this, you know, cost anymore. I held out for how long have I been in business?
I mean, it's probably about time, but just think about that in your head because you've been going there for a decade and everybody comes, it's $10 shirts. And then you tell them this or what?
I'm thinking at shows, it's going to be like $12.50.
Bring your quarters, you fucking idiots. Yeah.
Two for 25 is what it's going to be.
I would at least do 13. So it's like a little gimmick number, you know?
Yeah.
But
$10.99. Bring your pennies.
No, you'll have to bring a whole jar of pennies.
It sucks.
They'll just be giving you $11.
Yeah.
So you'll have to have a fucking jar of pennies, dog.
Unfortunately, I have plenty of pennies.
But do you have a pot to piss in?
I do. No, I don't. I'll send a picture. Okay. There's no fucking shitter in the bathroom in the back right now.
Well, again, I would just like to thank AXE and everybody over at LLE for having me out. We showed the fucking cold who was boss by still prevailing and having a good fucking time. And I appreciate all you guys. My brain just shut the fuck off. We good here, bud?
I think it's time to boy gob then.
All right, everybody. Yeah, he said it. Boy gob.